One of the best things that I ever learned how to do that took me from sort of okay to very, very good with women is understanding when and how to touch a woman. Not just how to touch a woman, but also very, very important is when to touch a woman. There are basically different levels of questioning that guys will ask when they've come to the level of mastery or when they're at the level of novice. And you can tell at what level a man is understanding a concept by what questions they ask. For example, the first question we typically ask is what? So what do I do? What should I do here? Should I do this or this? Or just tell me what to do and I'll do it. The second question is how. So once I know what to do, I go, well, how do I do that? Give me a step-by-step process so I can understand how to do that. The third question might be why. Why am I doing this again? So I know and understand the concept behind everything so I can really get this and add my own style. And that's another step up from a level of mastery. And the sort of guru's question is when. When should and when shouldn't I do this? Someone who's mastered a concept only wants to know when to and when not to. So today in this article, I'm going to explain when to touch a woman and how to touch a woman to allow you to get to the space of sexual escalation and sexual attraction and connection very, very, very quickly, and also in a very real dynamic kind of way that she feels a lot of trust for you and comfort with you. Now for me, what I did is I spent years and years and years screwing this up, and I was writing it down. Like I have all my notes from, you know, about 5-6 years ago where I was writing down, you know, do this, don't do this at this time, this happened today, you know, when I touched her here, she pulled my hand off, when I touched her here, she didn't, and then I touched another girl in the same spot, and she pulled my hand off, and I don't know what the difference is. So I would go through these different sort of trial and error experiences, and I would figure out the commonalities, and I would learn a system for that. It took me about 3 years to understand the system for touch without reading any material at all about it, and what I did, what I came up with, was what I believe a very, very powerful way to understand when a woman wants to be touched, where she wants to be touched, and when. And I guess especially how she wants to be touched as well. So I think that is one of the most powerful concepts when I understood it fully that took me to the next level. And I have a system that I created that you can use right now, and I'm going to tell you about that system. And just follow these general rules, and you can break these rules if you want to, but follow these general rules, and by the end of it, you should have some really great understanding of what it means to touch a woman in the right way to attract her sexually. Now, touch is the major barrier and between you talking to a woman and being friends and you hooking up with her and being sexual. It is the number one reason why guys fall in the friend zone. They just don't know how to touch a woman. And so some guys say, oh, I should touch her sexually all the time. I disagree. I've done that. It doesn't work. Some guys say that you should wait and take your time with that as well and over a long period of time build trust first and then touch her. I disagree with that too. That doesn't always work either. I think that the best way to do this is to understand what stage you're at with each woman that you're talking to and cater your touch to that stage. Now, there are three major stages. You've probably heard this before. Attraction is a stage, rapport is a stage, and seduction is a stage. Attraction is a stage where in the beginning and you're sort of curious and you're building curiosity with the woman. The rapport stage is a stage where you're building a connection and you're making a friendship and you're building that comfort and trust. And then seduction is the sexual stage, the stage that most guys look forward to. And so what you want to do is you want to recognize what stage you're in. This is called seeing the matrix. And seeing the matrix essentially means that when you're talking to somebody, you can say, right now I'm in the stage of rapport, or right now I'm in the stage of seduction, or I'm in the stage of attraction. When you can do that with every conversation you're in, then you'll be ready to apply this next concept. This concept is sort of called the 1-5 guide for touch. And what you're going to be doing is you're going to be using 3 different types of touch, and you're going to be doing it for 3 amounts of time, and you're going to be using these 3 different types of touch over the 3 different levels of the different stages of an interaction, attraction, rapport, and seduction. So during attraction, the reason why this is called a 1-5 guide is because it shifts through different sub-stages, and I'll get to that in a moment. During the attraction stage, in the very, very, very beginning of an interaction, it's important that you touch her immediately. I mean, in a very, very light way, in a very playful and non-intrusive and non-sexual way, you want to touch her. Usually around the outside of the shoulder, or you know, if you're shaking your hand, you can do that, or outside of her arm. You don't want to go too many other places besides that. You can actually go in her upper back as well. You're going to use what's called temporary touch. Temporary touch is between 1 and 3 seconds long. So after you count to 3, you take your hand off. If you don't take your hand off, she will. And if she takes your hand off, you're screwed. So you don't want that to happen. It's really hard to backpedal later and make that work out once she takes your hand off one time. So you don't want to do that. You want to make sure you know exactly how long to touch. The second, right after you meet her and you're still talking to her and you're building the attraction and you're sort of bantering and getting her curious about you, what some people would say is demonstrating high value. What you're going to be doing there is you're going to be increasing the frequency in which you touch, but still not letting your hand linger for any more than 3 seconds. So you'll be touching the same areas. You'll just be doing it more and more. Then you're going to get to the qualifying stage. In the qualifying stage, you're going to be transitioning between attraction over to rapport. So you're going to be sort of getting serious all of a sudden. And when you do this, you're shifting your personality from being playful and light to being a friend and being serious. And whenever you do this, your touch shifts as well. It switches to something called lingering touch. Lingering touch is touch that lasts between 3 and 5 seconds. I'd even say you can go as far as 8 seconds, but 8 seconds is pushing it. So in the beginning, you can also switch from touching areas like her outer arm and her upper back to you then touching her lower back for 5 to 3 seconds, and also her hands, sometimes her face in a very light, sort of quick way. You can do that as well. But I would stick to hands and lower back as well, as well as the shoulders and the areas you've already touched. And this sort of opens up a new realm of areas that you can touch on her body. Now, you haven't gone sexual yet in any kind of respect, but you will in a bit. So you're building this sort of strong rapport touch and this connection. Now, what's very, very important is that during the stage of rapport, if you do not touch and you don't touch in the right way, then and the right places, then you are going to be building trust, but not building sexual trust, which means that she won't feel like she can trust you physically. She'll feel like she can trust you emotionally, which basically makes you a friend, which is annoying if you want to be more than just a friend with her. So what you're going to be doing instead is you're going to be adding this touch constantly throughout the rapport process. Once you get past that, there's a transition point between rapport and seduction that is very crucial, that takes you from sort of being, you know, nice and comfortable and touching in a general kind of way to then switching over to touching in a very sexual way and making that transition very smooth. It's too much to go into in this article, but once you make that transition and you're going over and you are in seduction, then you have what's called constant touch. And constant touch is what it sounds like. You touch and you don't take your hand off. If you want to move from one spot to another spot on her body, you slide your hand from one place to another. If you take your hand off, she'll look at that as if she's done something wrong. It's sort of like a punishment for people. Whenever you take steps backward and you take your hand off, she'll feel like she did something bad or wrong, and she'll snap out of it and go, "What am I doing? And I don't like this guy." And when, you know, she'll have all these different triggers that will hit, that will sort of swing off and make her feel uncomfortable, make her feel rejected. So you don't want to do that when you're in the stage of seduction. You want to keep your hands on. You sort of have free rein at that point to touch any place that she feels completely comfortable with. And if you go to a place too far, she can let you know, and it isn't going to ruin the interaction, because at that point you're in the sexual stage anyway, in the seduction stage. So those are the three different ways of touch. You use three different versions in the first stage of attraction. During the introduction, you use one version of temporary touch, sort of a light version. Then during the demonstrating high value, which is the second stage of attraction, you're going to be using more frequent touch, but the same amount of time, the same kind of touch. And then during the qualifying stage, which is the third stage of attraction, you're going to be using a lot more personal touch and letting it linger a little bit longer and transitioning straight into the next kind of touch, which is lingering touch, between 3 and 5 seconds. So first, when you first meet her, don't keep your hand on longer than 1 to 3 seconds. After you've been talking for a while and you're making a connection, don't leave your hand on for less than 3 seconds, and don't leave it on for longer than 5 seconds. And then once you've transitioned, which that transition point is the hardest part of this whole process, but that once you've transitioned into seduction, keep your hand constantly on her and you'll be able to touch her basically anywhere she lets you, which is great. So check that out. If you have any more questions at all, please comment. I'd love to hear what you think about this. If you want to know about the transitions and know about how to go from rapport to seduction every time, as well as understand how to see the matrix in the first place and see the different stages that you're in, check out some free videos that I have here on this link, and you can watch them. There's some interesting concepts about recognizing what kind of tests women are giving you and understanding how to pass those tests, as well as outlining the 7 biggest mistakes that guys make that I've noticed over a period of several years teaching that stop 99% of guys in their tracks and don't let them sort of get to the next stage, and how you can pass all those tests and not make any of those mistakes and sort of get to the next stage and take it to the next level with whomever you want. So check that out. It's free. So just go ahead and check it out here, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.